the upper gate. We are standing here at the upper gate, one of the historic entrances to the village. Even at first glance, you can feel that this gate is more than just a passageway. It is a living piece of history. It was built in 1483, as a stone plaque above the arch still tells us today. At that time, Flickenhausen was an important market town, protected by walls, towers, and gates. Anyone entering here came directly from the vineyards into the busy life of the village. The upper gate was not only part of the defensive wall, it was also a home. In the 18th century, the village field guard lived here, a kind of supervisor responsible for the fields and farmland. Later, the building changed owners several times before eventually returning to the ownership of the community. One especially dramatic chapter in its history took place in 1991, when a fire destroyed large parts of the building. But like many things in Flickenhausen, the upper gate was rebuilt with great dedication, carefully restored to its original form and filled with new life. Today, the gates and towers of Flickenhausen are still lively places. They are used by local clubs and associations, which helps preserve and care for them. Anyone walking through the gate often continues on toward the vineyards, for example, to the Kapellenberg Hill or along the Flickenhauser Kreuzweg. Just a few steps away lies the Patrizierplatz, or Patricians Square. As the name suggests, wealthy citizens and patrician families once lived here, benefiting from the wine trade and Flickenhausen's importance as a market town. One example is the so-called Gresserhaus. Built in 1730, it still shows the wealth of past centuries with its Baroque facade, curved gabled roof, and group of sculptures in the inner courtyard.